When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. We're back with another interview. We just did a crazy ass one. That's a wild hot Laura. Amazing. But we back on No Jumper. I got my guy right here. I've never met him. Actually, I have met him. And we're going to get to it.
I already know what you're about to talk about.
Yo! All right, look. We back on No Jumper. It's your boy Duno. Who am I with? My guy. How you doing?
Shit. Xander the Log. You already know.
What's up, Pop? Tell us a little about your history before we get into the drama.
Shit. I go by Xander the Log. Came up from East LA, Boyle Heights. Shit. You already know. We're going viral with this one.
Hell yeah, my guy. How you doing, fool?
Shit, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
He came Mexico'd out.
Yup.
He's like, yes, sir. I gotta rep
the flag, you know?
For real, East LA, baby. Too. You from the projects, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm from the RG projects, Ramona Garden projects.
Damn, that shit is grimy. RG's grimy like a motherfucker. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a tagger fool. I've been chased out that motherfucker a couple times in them train tracks. I gotta run fast as a bitch, like 30 ass little kids chasing me. I'm like, God damn. Might get my ass whipped over here in East LA.
Yeah, do no know.
Yeah. So look, initially, all right, so let me tell you the backstory, my backstory. All right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I already know what you're about to talk about.
Look, so my homie Evro, shout out my homie Evro, man. So he's like, hey, my little bitty, her family's having like a barbecue. And I'm like, I ain't doing shit. He's like, I'm like, let's go. He's like, it's in East LA. I'm like, cool. He's like, but it's in the projects. I'm like, which ones? He's like, the Ramona Garden one. I said, hey, fool, you sure we good? I'm like, look, I don't game. I don't beef with them, but them motherfuckers is some shit. And he's like, nah, we're good. Her family's, I'm like, fool. He's like, we're good. I pull up. There's no exit in that motherfucker. It's one way in, one way out, right?
Yeah, it's one way in, one way out.
Okay, so look, we already stop at the liquor store. And I'm like, okay. We get out the liquor store. We see some tall. She's just looking at us. She goes, so what you fools? We're like, just buying a bottle. She's like, that's right. She walks out. Whatever, we're chilling. We go eat. Her family's hella cool. We're eating. There's some taquitos. I guess the homie starts getting into it with the girl. And we're leaving. These motherfuckers on the other side of the building. So I guess they told the homie something. The homie, he like a little knucklehead. So he like responded back smartly, which probably isn't the best thing to do when you're, everybody that lives in them projects is from where they're from. So I come out the cup. I'm clueless. It's me, the homie Evra, and the homie Alice, and my sister. And I'm like, and one of his homies goes like, what's up, dude? I'll fuck with you. I'm about to give this homie the hand. The homie smacks my hand. Don't fucking shake them fool's hands. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I left you alone for 30 seconds, fool. 30 seconds. What just happened? He's like, nah, they were tripping on me. And I was like, all right, fool, come on, let's go. So whatever, we take him. And then these fuckers start falling. I'm like, we're about to die in East LA, man. I was like, it's about to be a wrap for me, boy. But then everything got cleared or whatever. But that's the first time I met Xander. I recognized him. Because she was like, you know him right there? He raps. And I'm like, I don't. And then she showed me your video. And I was like, oh, he doing this shit. You were rapping. Was this before the Billie Jean shit came out?
I think it was a little after. A little after.
Yeah, she told me that shit. I was like, oh, he could rap. I didn't expect you to rap like that, to be honest. Because you feel me? For East LA, it's different. Like, people don't understand, like, Boyle Heights, East LA. After the bridge, it's two different worlds. Because I'm from, like, downtown LA. So, before the bridge, it's one thing. After the bridge, it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that story was a little crazy, though. I remember all that shit that happened.
Like, I was like, damn, me and Xander never going to be able to lock in. He's going to smoke my ass.
Nah, we were trying to get to you. We were trying to, like no, meet up here, talk to you and shit.
No, 100%. But,
you know,
I just think it was like...
Shit went left, but, you know, it wasn't nothing like
that. Yeah,
no,
it wasn't like but there, I think so. When somebody was like, dude, what's up with your homie? I'm like, fool. You feel they're gonna have to max this out. He's my best friend. But it was definitely a situation because I knew when I asked you, I knew when I DM'd you, I'm like, I know that's the first thing we're gonna talk about.
Trip out before I came over here, I was like, damn, I feel like he's gonna bring that shit up. Like, he's gonna bring that situation up.
It was funny because I understood, bro. Like, I know my homie, and also, you know, I'm definitely up to game about your about where you guys grew up. So, you know, like, especially in and out juvenile hall, you meet a lot of fools from RG or Big Hazard and shit. So it's always, you know, dope to me. But when we were there, I was like, nigga, this shit grimy. Yeah. How was it growing up in the projects, man?
Shit, man, that shit crazy. But, you know, like, shit growing up right there, you know, that shit teach you a lot of things, you know, like, just
a whole different world.
Yeah, a whole different world, bro. Like, but, you know, I mean, like, it's kind of like the same thing as all over East LA, though. You know,
all over East LA.
You just got to stand your ground, stand on your business, you know, mind your own business, and you'll be good, you know?
Hell yeah. And what's the relationship like? How'd you guys end up in the project? Was it like your mom moved there and then she had you? And...
Shit, I grew up there my whole life, bro.
All your whole life,
like,
since birth?
Yeah. Like, not even to speak on no personal business, but I was like foster home when I was like a little ass kid, but then I came back to the project type shit. Like,
okay. Yeah. So you were like, so you were technically raised by the buildings.
Yeah, hell yeah, by them bricks right there.
And then shout out all your boys. Ooh,
yeah, man, that's my dog right here. I'm with OJ the Sickest. I'm pretty sure y'all heard of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He be rapping with
you. I got my dog Southman Youngin. I got Tyler. I got my other homie right there. We got your Justin Time, the Cameron Ryan right here.
What's up, my guy?
You already know.
Damn, that's crazy.
Going viral with the Baby Stones. You already know.
Yeah. Oh, you're the one that filmed the film. Better pop y'all too. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, they just imagine had the motherfuckers on. Oh yeah, but you actually have a song with the Baby Stones.
Yeah, shit, no sympathy.
Sympathy. Yeah, fuck. How'd you tap in with the Baby Stones?
Yeah, shit. Honestly, I was at the studio, like same type of shit that happened right here. Like,
yeah.
I was at the studio. They just hit me up and like they was like, oh, like I fuck with your shit. Like, we gotta do something. Black and brown pie go viral.
You know?
And I was like, hell yeah, we gotta do that shit ASAP. And pretty much we just linked up. We ended up being at the studio for like kind of like almost overnight type shit. Like 8 hours was right there. We got the song done, and then like pretty much the week after we shot that bitch, and you know,
fucking crazy. Fucking No Sympathy, the only song you guys have, or you guys have multiple other ones?
We're supposed to do some other shit coming up soon. You know, we don't know the name of the song yet.
Yeah.
But right now, that's the only song we got, No Sympathy.
So growing up, like, and especially in the projects, how was it? What was your, like, everyday life? What schools did you go to and all that shit?
Shit, I went to fucking Lincoln.
Go to Lincoln.
I went to Lincoln High School. Shit, honestly, like, just growing up right there was just pretty crazy, bro. Like, trying to survive type shit, you know? But honestly, I started making this music shit, like, I started taking it serious, like, 4 years ago. So, like, once I started taking this shit serious, I started telling myself, like, you know, like, and I'm going to just keep doing this until it gets me somewhere, you know?
Yeah, so keep doing the music shit.
But in the projects type shit, like, It's not somewhere you want to stay your whole life, bro. That's all.
I didn't want to stay there for the tacos, motherfucker.
Shout out Soto Tacos, though.
You know what they are?
Soto Tacos.
Yeah, shout out them.
They, fire,
bro. I'm telling you. Look, because I already knew when they went in that recognized me, and I was like, "Who you with?" And I was, and the homie was meeting the family, so I'm like, "It must be serious, boy." Yeah. About to fucking die, that bitch. But man, yeah, shout out them. Good tacos, and fucking growing up in the projects, was ever a time where you were like, damn, this might be everything I know? Like, this might be all I know?
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, like I said, once I started making this music shit, and, you know, like, people really started giving me good feedback off this shit, like, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to keep doing this shit. I know I'm going to be something one day. Like, it's going to pay off one day, you know. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, just living in the project is pretty crazy, though. You know, I could go on with a lot of stories about that shit.
Yeah, shit, tell me one. Give me one. Just give me one that you feel like impacted your life at a whole other level.
Shit. Probably the time when when I was right there, sitting right there in front of my porch type shit, and I was just minding my business, and then Crash pulled up, and then they rolled down their window. I'm thinking that, you know, they're about to harass me and shit.
Yeah, just like talk shit, cloud.
And then they put the phone out the window, and they start bumping my song. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know,
they
tripping
out. Yeah, yeah.
They was like, oh, like, shout out, like, one of the first songs I made is called 380. They're like, oh, like, hey, what's up, bro? Where the fuck your 380 at? You know, where's your 380 at? I'm like, what the fuck?
You trying to ignore them?
I'm like, you know, I start acting like, you know, I'm on the phone and I can't hear them. And they're like, come on, man, I know you got that 380 on you. I know I got the 3. I was like, I don't know what y'all talking about. You know, like, but yeah, that shit was funny. I thought I was tripping out, like, how they really be paying attention type
bro,
shit.
Bro, they pay attention. They be showing me the skit sometimes. Bro, girl, they might be like, what you mean? They're like, oh, yeah, you think you're funny, huh? But honestly, I think it's different for rappers. The crowd right there, they be on some shit like, hey, man, we see everything you're doing. Obviously, what you guys rap about is totally different, I kind of make skits about. But they definitely be on some shit where they be trying to harass the homies. I'll be like, fool, leave him alone. We out here chilling, man. They be... You feel me? Awesome shit, but it be like that. When did you first start rapping? What was your initial take on it?
I first started rapping, like, I could say, like, eighth grade type shit. Yeah.
Like,
I started, like, honestly, the first song I've ever made, like,
How old are you?
Right now, I'm 18.
Oh, yeah, I'm 18. Damn. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were like around my age. I'm 22.
Yeah, I'm 18. Oh, 18. Bro. Okay. Yeah. I know everybody be tripping out when I tell them I'm 18. They be like, damn, I thought you was older, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely thought you were older.
Yeah. But yeah, I started taking that shit serious about like 4 years ago. I did a song, that song 380.
And yeah.
Like, once I seen that shit got like a good amount of views, and I started taking that shit serious.
Fucking when you right there. So when you started rapping, you were still in high school?
Yeah, when I started rapping, I was like summer going to high school type shit.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was in eighth grade, like going to freshman year.
And fucking, what is it, your first song blow up? Like kind of like in your city, in your area?
What song was it?
Yeah, said, no. For what age?
I was like, yeah, freshman, so I was like
15?
Yeah, 16.
The bitch was going crazy in Lincoln.
16, yeah, hell yeah. That was going crazy.
He was knocking down the hoes at Lincoln.
Walking through the hallways, oh, Xander, you make music now. Yeah.
You wasn't paying no attention or you wasn't in love at the moment?
Nah, I mean, shit. Xander was doing scared. I was doing my thing.
Hey, he was scared, bro. He was scared. Oh, he said you was turning down the pussy. That's crazy. And then when that first shit blew up, what was, were you like, damn, I could really do this rap shit?
Yeah, honestly, once I started seeing the views off like SoundCloud and all that shit, I was like, damn, you know, I could really do something with this music shit. So, you know, I just started getting myself in the booth way more and putting more time into the studio and all that.
That's dope as fuck, fool, because I feel like, especially from like the way you rap, people won't think that you're from your area.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you? Five, you got enough feedback?
Honestly, like when people hear my music, like, and they haven't met me before,
yeah,
they'll be thinking I'm like black or something. And I'll be like, nah, like, you know, and then after they'll be tripping out. Like, oh, tripping shit, out. You can really rap.
You can really rap and shit. And for what was the first time you went into a booth, and for who brought you to the booth, or did you bring yourself to the booth and shit?
I started at Empire Studios, some. Shout out my dog over there, Tyler Finesse. He for sure, like, he brought me to my first studio ever, like my first like actual like legit studio.
Yeah.
And then once I started making my shit right there, like, we started taking it serious from right there, like every day type shit. We'll like link up, we'll go to the studio. All right, and right there in my room too. I had a mic in my room.
So you had a mic and laptop?
Yeah, I had a mic in my room and the little laptop, the FL Studios and all that. And then we'd just be recording right there. But honestly, like, in my pad and shit, when growing up, like, you know, I lived with a lot of people, so, like, it was kind of hard to do that shit. But once we really started getting in that booth, we was making hits in that bitch.
That shit changed your life.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So what was your family's reaction? Because I know you said you were, like, in the foster system. Were they supportive, or were they like, don't do that shit?
Shit, honestly, my pops, he be mixing and shit. He be doing mixing engineering.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. So he was supportive. He was supportive of that shit, so. Yeah, I mean, I kind of got the support from them. You know, for my grandma, obviously, she was like, nah.
She was like, don't do this shit.
Nah, don't do that. Like, you know, like, you're going to put yourself somewhere you don't want to be. Like, because she be seeing all the videos of, like, rappers dying and shit. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
and that's crazy, especially for, like, because your grandma only speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, right. So I could only see, like,
English stuff.
Yeah. That's how my mom is. Like, when she see, like, all the rappers, obviously, most rappers are black. So when she sees a thing, she like, damn, that's a danger. That shit could be dangerous. Yeah. You feel me? Oh,
shit. Dogging. We got some dog in here or something.
Yeah, multiple dogs in the bridge. That's crazy though. And what was your homies' reactions? Like, what was their take on it? Like,
shit. Honestly, once they heard my first song, they was like, oh shit, like, no, we about to make it out the hood. Like, we about to make it out the hood.
Like, we about to get out the project.
Honestly, like, My like, from like my first song to now, like, I could see how like much my music's elevated, like honestly.
Like rap
that
wise?
That shit motivates me. Yeah. Like, you know, like, when I hear my first song to my recent song, I was like, oh shit, like, you know, that shit sound way different.
Yeah, cause that shit you have with the Baby Stone Gorillaz is hard. When I first heard that shit, I was like, oh, okay. That's when I first heard about you again. Obviously, that day, that situation is when they played me your song. But when I first heard about you, was that song with the Baby Stone Gorillaz.
Yeah. Shout out my dog OJ, though. He's on that song, too.
Yeah. Shout out my guy. You feel me? Yes, sir. Was other things that kind of, like, got you to do what you do and shit like that?
Say it again?
Like, what other things that kind of got you to do what you do with the rapping shit and all of that? Because, right, it's simple to be like, cool, I got a mic, I got the homies. But it has to be something that takes you to a whole other level where you're like, I really want to fucking do this shit. Because the views is one thing.
Honestly, I started getting, like, feedback from, like, big people type shit. Like, once the Baby Stones hit me up, I was, like, tripping out. Like, nah, like, tripping out, like, to the point, like, ah.
Yeah, yeah,
but, you know, I was like, oh, shit, like, they really hear me. So I must be doing something right, you know?
Yeah.
And then after when I got, like, a blue check on SoundCloud and all that. So
oh,
like,
yeah. Hey, oh, the views is going up then.
The views is going up, like, 600K on my song type shit to like, 800K type shit. I was like, yeah, I'm going to start doing this shit more often, you know? Like, I'm going to start really putting my, like, on time and dedication into this shit.
I mean, well, shit, because music could take you out to a whole other level. And I feel like you definitely got that type of vibe, rhythm, the way you express yourself. I'm like, this fool could really rap and shit. And when you're writing music, do you think is have you ever, like, edited a song where you're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Why, you be dissing ops? He be dissing them on it.
Hey, man, we don't diss no ops, but, you know, yeah. Shit.
Have you ever thought of a bar and was like, damn, I could diss these motherfuckers right here, but I'm not
yeah,
down.
But I'm not going to do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, people be tripping out too. How I don't really say, like, you know how, like, some Mexicans be saying, like you know,
yeah, the, some crazy and, shit, yeah,
music and shit. But I be like, oh, you don't even say that, where this and that. I'll be like, man, yeah, because I don't got to, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
know,
I don't got to.
Oh, so you don't say nigga?
Nah, I don't say that in my raps, no.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
When I'm having a normal conversation, I mean, like, it's not bad as
yeah,
that,
definitely.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think anybody gonna trip on that.
Yeah,
know?
Okay, yeah. Were you in and out the juvenile system?
I actually was in Eastlake.
Yeah.
Couple, like, 3 weeks.
Fuck, what happened? They walked you there?
Huh?
They walked you there?
What do you mean?
Because it's down the street from you. From where you grew up.
It really is down the street,
that
though.
Shit is down the street.
Yeah, literally, I could walk myself to Eastlake right now.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, did you walk to Eastlake? Like, they fucking put you like, just walk there.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
catch you over to you right now.
Yeah, honestly, like, how they came and got me was kind of crazy, though.
Oh, they raided the pad?
Nah, it wasn't even like that. I was on my way to get a haircut, and it was like, four undercover cop guys fucking popped out the cut type shit.
Like, yeah, see, he's like yeah, looking ugly.
But yeah, I was in there for a little bit. Yeah, and then I just came out right away and fucking gone on house arrest.
Oh,
house arrest for like a month.
CDP
and
shit.
I'm in probation.
Man.
Right
keep
now.
Doing your shit, bro. I feel like you staying motivated and doing your shit is like that. What's some other shit you got coming up? Because I know, like I said, you've been working. You did the shit with Project...
Project Baby Twin.
Yeah, Project Baby Twin. How'd you guys connect?
Shit, honestly... was it? I think it's called Indie Streets. We had a video to it, but I took it down because I didn't really fuck with the video. But I was in the studio. I was shout out Big Boo. That's one of the good recording engineers that I fucked with.
He does all the almighty shit?
Yeah, Big Boo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all heard of him.
Yeah, I met him before.
I was recording in his studio, and then Project Baby Twin come inside, and he's like bobbing his head type shit. And I already know who he was because I have listened to one of his songs.
It's one of his songs.
And he's like, oh, shit, let me hop on this. Like, you know, and that's when we started, like, chopping it up more. And ever since that, we've been cool. Like,
we've been hella cool.
We've been, like, making songs, like, back-to-back type shit.
What's your process when you're making music? Because I know, I got certain rapper homies that, like, need to smoke a blunt. Some rapper homie need to take a shot.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, shit like that. Like, what's
I'll
your
probably
process?
Take a shot or something just to get my little groove on, but honestly, I don't really feel like I need anything. I feel like when I'm sober is when I really be putting my best work.
When you're sober.
Because I feel like sometimes when I'm faded, I be thinking about that shit too much. Like,
I'm telling you,
like,
but this is your ops. Fuck, can you remember the first time that somebody found out on you? Like, somebody was like, oh, that's you. You're standing there like, whoa.
Yeah, honestly, I was at the mall before, and then fucking like some random ass.
With
like,
your ghetto ass Montebello mall?
Yeah.
Ghetto like a Montebello.
Walking around with my cousins type shit, you know? And then after, I just see some random like teenagers like come up to me type shit, and they was like, oh shit, like you sounded the local, you make some music and shit. I was like tripping out, like how they knew me and
shit.
Yeah,
that shit tripped you out. Yeah,
that shit tripped me out. Like, you know, like just random people just coming up to me knowing who I am. Like,
yeah.
You know, that shit made me feel like good, you know, like
damn, you rap dog.
Yeah. That shit was pretty cool though, you know, just to have that little moment right there.
Yeah, I mean, shit, because that was gonna motivate you to keep going crazy, because you're gonna sit there and be like, damn, I really want to do this shit. I really want to do this rap shit.
Yeah.
How do you discipline yourself to not be in the streets while you're doing this shit? Because it's what you really want to do.
Shit, I be in the fucking streets all the fucking time. Nah, but you know, honestly, like. Just seeing the progress and everything, like, you know, like, things like this, like, you know, like, linking up, like, people like you, like, it's a good.
Nah, man, I appreciate you.
It's a blessing, you know? Yeah. So when this shit happens like this, this shit just gives me more motivation and just makes me want to stay on the right path to this shit, you know? Like,
no, because I definitely, when I, because, fool, like, I've been listening to music. I don't give a fuck whatever you're from or whatever the fuck. I'm going to listen to that shit.
Yeah.
And I see people reposting your shit. And then when I seen the Baby Stone Gorillas one, I was like, oh, this shit hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to go listen to other shit. But then right when I heard it, I was like, and then I saw the homie, he's like, that's the fool that almost killed him. Him and his homies, yeah. Nah, but I was like, oh, this is, I was like, so I went back and checked out all your shit. I'm like, that Billy G should be going crazy.
Honestly, that's it. After that situation, I was like, damn, bro, I was about to fucking, like, network with Duno right now. And then, you know,
these fools are like, stupid.
That shit just went left, you know? But you know, like, I'm glad.
Nah,
right,
hell yeah,
right now,
man.
But,
I'm telling you, bro, you're killing, you're doing your shit, like, the way, like, I'm gonna keep saying this. The way he raps is it's very rare, especially from your area. Is there other rappers you fuck with from East LA?
Shit, fuck with a few rappers from East LA.
Or like from your area.
From my area.
Maybe from your area, from around.
Shit.
I ain't fucking nobody.
I fuck with a couple people. Like, I'm not even gonna cap. Like, no, I ain't even on no like dick riding or hating shit. You know, I'll tap in with Suede, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I fuck
with, oh, yeah, Suede doing this shit, man. We definitely got to connect you with Suede, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like you fools will make a bang. You fuck with Peso?
Yeah, hell yeah. Honestly, you know what's crazy? When I got out, he went in. And he's locked up with my homie right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they like best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Also,
he's in my unit right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Peso.
Oh, okay.
The same unit I was in.
Oh, so the day you got out was the day he went in?
Nah, probably like a week after he went in.
A couple weeks after?
Yeah.
Oh, so a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Damn. And when, especially being in the environment you're from, like, what was the reason you went to the house for?
Shit.
Some bullshit?
Yeah, some bullshit. You know, like, I'd rather not say.
Good. You guys are beginning. And for you, like, Nas?
Shit. I've been fucking around with that shit.
No, stop fucking around with that shit, man.
Right.
You motherfuckers gonna stop. You was gonna stop feeling your legs.
I ain't gonna cap and act like I didn't fuck with that shit before. You
I definitely passed out before. You ever passed out? You ever passed out?
Nah.
You full of shit, man.
Nah, my first time. First time I've ever nauseated. Yeah, I fucking, boom, I fell to the floor. Type shit.
They were laughing, huh?
Blacked out for like.
Assholes.
Blacked out for like 2-3 seconds and then snapped out of it. Like, I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck I end up on the floor? Like,
how old were you when you first did Nas?
Shit, I was probably like fucking 16 years old.
I was like 15, 14.
Yeah, 15,
I thought I was on top of the world doing Nas until my stupid ass. And I was like, yeah. Bitches like that shit, though. That's why. That's why in school, are you? Man, you tell a bitch you got Nas, she'll kick it with you all night.
Yeah, what's up? Where you at? Where you at? And you got the White Claws right there too.
Oh, the White Claws. We'll see. Fucking when, man, bro, I didn't have a car when I was younger, so like, if we wanted a Nas, we had to borrow somebody with an ID and somebody else, and then go get it. White Claws barely became a thing.
Where I grew
up, drink White Claws.
Shit, when it's there, I'll drink that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Sounded like the girl drinks.
Yeah, shit, hey, fuck it. Grimy. You gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Fuck it.
You gotta drink what you gotta drink.
Especially if the bitches like it. Like, yeah, I got 30 White Claws. Come here.
Yeah, come on. Nah, I fuck with Trulies more, though.
You're more of a Truly guy? Yeah. Damn, bro, even more of a girl Trulies. Drink.
Even more.
Fuck it.
It does the job.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though. I be seeing your videos. I can't say there be no ugly bitches in the videos.
You can say whatever you want.
No, I'm saying there isn't. I'm saying, because usually I be seeing motherfuckers coming up, and I be like, damn, an ugly ass bitch in this video.
Yeah, there probably be some ugly bitches that homies brought around before. And I'd be like, what the fuck you doing with this bitch, man? Get that bitch out of here, dog.
Grimy. Hey, keep it above. There ever been a bitch at the music video, and you're like, hey, she can't come out.
She can't, yeah, hell yeah.
What do you mean? Hey, what do you tell your camera to go around the?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, make sure you don't get her in the video. Right there, it's that girl over there with the blue shirt. Don't get her in it.
Damn, she was like, who brought her from your homies? Who brought her? Nah, I say, who brought the ugly girl?
I'm not going to put the homies on the spot.
Nah,
like
it's okay. Hey, bro, people have types. I mean, I got homies that like some big girls, you know what I mean? They for chubby chasers.
Shit, you got to give the fat girls love too, man.
Yeah,
come
fat
on.
Girls definitely need
everybody
love too.
Everybody need love, everybody, you know?
When you started popping off, for the people from high school start hitting you up, like recently?
Shit, yeah, a couple
for like
people.
Motherfuckers that weren't your friends.
Yeah, you know, I started, you know how that shit be, you know, like getting fake love type shit. But I mean, I wasn't the type of guy to like I thought like, oh, like I couldn't answer the message or something. You know, I'll be like, oh, you don't appreciate that. No, but I'll keep it at a minimum, you know, like. No, you wasn't fucking with me before, you know. Like, don't start, don't try to come fuck
yeah,
with
don't
me
come,
now.
Yeah, don't come fuck with me
don't
now.
Don't try to come fuck with me now just because you see me doing good. Like,
hell yeah. Nah, that's real shit, bro. And I'm telling you that because you're going to go through a lot of that. I mean, right now you're only at the beginning of your career, but imagine tomorrow when your song could go viral on TikTok and that shit change your whole life and you're going to have a whole group of bitches and motherfuckers that went to Lincoln. Like, what's up? We were classmates.
Yeah, that TikTok should be making motherfuckers go viral, though.
You need to hop on TikTok, fool.
Shit, I made one before, but I never made that shit. I never made, like, no videos right there.
Nah, I mean, you don't got to make videos, but your music videos, see, what you got to do, bro, you got to ask the cameraman. You got to ask the cameraman, like, hey, can you send me a video of this size length of this thing? And yo, bro, that shit changed your life, fool. Yeah. Bro, fucking, the homie Lil Mario, you know who Lil Mario is from San Diego?
Lil Mario.
I can never change him. I'm glad for him. He be going crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard him. Yeah, yeah.
So he be a little weirdo in them. Lil Mario. He been had dropped that song, I think. I could have the story a little wrong. But he dropped that song. A girl took that shit and did the, huh, you a dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit changed his whole life. But it's because little bars like that, like, people pay attention to shit like that. And, I mean, obviously, we're kind of from the same generation, so we be on our phone and shit.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that's important, fool. Like, make sure that you have, that you're intertwined with the, with the social media and shit like that, go live and do shit like that.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that shit more often. I posted a couple music of my music videos on TikTok, you know, but you gotta really like post like content, like, you know, have a like, you gotta like have, me, you like, gotta have a girl do that shit, you know, like do a little dance for you or something on TikTok.
Hey man, sometimes you gotta invest on a little pretty bitch that got 20k followers and tell her like, hey.
Hey, do a little video to my song.
Hey, do a little video to my song. I'll give you a kiss. I'll have OJ come over here and knock you out or something. And hey, right, Laura? Laura, it's valid because, bro, you gotta understand, if the bitches fuck with the music, motherfuckers gonna fuck with me. I ain't gonna lie, my little bitch, she be bumping some shit. I'll be like, who the fuck is this? Because I be tripping. Because if I'm mad, but bro, if a rapper ever go around saying he fuck doing those bitches, I'm gonna be hot. I'm gonna be like, oh, my phone. Fuck, do you have any love music in the vote?
Yeah, hell yeah, I have a couple of songs in the vault.
Yeah?
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap.
What motivated you? You been in love before?
Yeah.
Why everybody laugh?
Yeah.
She was from the projects?
I've been in love before. Hell nah,
she was from the projects.
Hey, that's one thing I cannot do. I will never.
You'll never
nobody
did it.
From the projects, no.
Yeah, but don't be judging my homie like that.
No, hell
nah. My homie was over there in love, boy.
Hey, nah, hey, not giving no shame to anybody, any girls from the projects, but you know, I just.
You can't do it.
Just don't. If I'm gonna cuff you, like, nobody, you know, nobody gotta know you.
Especially in the projects, your mom knows his mom, her mom's sister, cousin, your cousin.
You might be fucking with the homie sister type shit. Like, like that's what you can't do.
You're gonna need DPs in the playground later on.
You're gonna get DP'd in the Loma.
Hey, you gotta come here and get your ass beat. Boy, you fucking my sister. That's crazy. But that love shit, I mean, tell me about it. Like, when you made the song, where you're like, damn, I miss my ex bitch.
When I made those songs, I didn't really like think of it as like that, like, oh, like, I'm making it because I'm in love type shit. Like,
it was just
made
the beat
off, like vibes off the vibes type shit, you know, like when you chilling with a girl type shit, like,
okay, that's fire, you know, that's, like, that's where it should be. Like I said, bro, I think that I think when you make songs for girls and they fuck with it or they show love to shit,
you
gotta
do that though, because you know that's gonna get you more publicity. You know, like,
hell yeah,
you gonna get fans, like girl fans, fucking with your shit, and that's the ones that actually gonna get your shit out there. Like, they gonna do the little TikTok videos, like you said.
Yeah, TikTok videos. Fucking, when did you know it was important to invest in yourself? Like, when you started spending money either on a mic or a fucking studio session, when did you realize, like, damn, honestly, I need to start putting my money because this fucking mic in my house is not enough?
When the full community posted my shit, you know, like, I was like, before they were just post my shit like for the free and shit, but I was like, you know, like, you know, they're not gonna always do that shit, you know, I gotta show love back, you know.
Hell
so
yeah.
You know, I would hit them up, be like, you know, how much for, even if it wasn't full community, I would like hit up like LA Hood Media type shit. I'd be like, how much for the promo? You know, I started investing myself more, and then, like, once, like, other, like, Instagram
pages started
hitting me up type shit, that's when I was like, you know, that shit playing off, you know, like, how I wanted to.
Did that shit kind of, like, bring you down when you see all them comments? Because I know them comments be crazy.
Yeah, they be getting on you in the comments, but, you know, you just gotta give a fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck. You know, they got, at the end of the day, I don't even know these people in real life.
Bro,
you know,
like, them comments be brutal, dog. Hey, that's nothing for you. Imagine you had a problem with 4 million followers, subscribers, bro. They be on my head, fool. They be finding things wrong with me. I didn't know what wrong with me. I'll be like, what you mean my leg built like that, fool? That shit is crazy, Bob. Hey, what's one comment that got you? And you were like, if I ever see them, I'ma sock them.
Shit.
They said some crazy
they
shit about your height?
Some funny ass shit sometimes. Like, oh, like, you look like a bicep hipster.
I be like, what?
That would be hella confused. There's a lot of bicep hipsters, definitely.
Nah, but I don't give a fuck, though. You know, comments is comments. You know, you're going to have haters. You're going to have people that show love at the end of the day. It don't matter.
Fuck, have you ever tried vegan food?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I tried a vegan burger before.
That shit's cool?
That shit's pretty solid.
Yeah, because you still like getting gentrified, fool. Fuck, what'd you feel about that shit? Especially being from a city that they're trying to super gentrify and push that. And push that, like, the white people are kind of taking over in, like, the areas and coffee shops and shit like that.
So, yeah, honestly, like, that shit didn't put no, like, impact on me. Like, nah, I don't know.
Because nobody want to live in the projects.
Yeah, honestly, like, growing up in the projects and shit, though, like, you know, like they be, I be hearing, like, about all types of projects getting, like, brought down type shit.
Yeah, brought down.
Yeah, like, by, like, the UC people type shit. Like, they be always trying to talk about, like, oh, like, your project's going to be next type shit. Like,
that's crazy, like, to think that how a city would come over and just take you guys home.
Yeah, like, you know, like, hey, you guys got to find somewhere else to stay at, like, now, like, because we gonna own this shit now, like, you know? That shit kind of crazy, but.
Especially
I don't think they do that, though, no? Like, I don't think, like, they make
Laura,
you, like,
they go in there and take over the whole project. They can't just break it down, right?
They give you, like, a spot to stay at, no? Like, if they were to ever do.
Oh, like, so they give you an option that you could leave. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because that would be crazy, right? You get home one day and all your clothes outside and they're like, everybody, you guys got to find somewhere to go and just... Yeah.
That's I'm pretty sure they don't do that. Though, you know? Yeah. But just to know that you ain't going to be living where you grew up at, where you made so much memories, is probably like, oh, fuck.
I mean, shit, well, that's the goal, to get out of there one day, right?
Yeah, though. Hell yeah, shit. We gonna for sure get up out of there.
Hell yeah, man. I truly believe that, too. Like I said, I think your music, especially, like I said, this is crazy when the girl showed me her song. I was like, damn, that fool raps like that? Because it's normal for, like, kind of more L.A., South Central kids. Yeah. But, like, especially us being Latino, fool, like, you know what I mean? Especially,
it's kind of harder.
It feels a little different. So hearing you rap like that, definitely I was like, damn, this fool. Especially you fool, our big community, dog. The Latino-based community is a big community. I think everything is a big community. Yeah. Everybody's, especially East LA, I feel like you guys are very supportive, very with the people. So I think you're doing what you're doing, but doing it in a different way, I think that's very important.
Yeah. You know, us Latinos, I feel like we got to unite more, though. You know, like, I be feeling
especially, like in the industry.
Yeah. I be like, feeling like some of us don't be, like, coming together.
Kind of supporting?
Like, because it's, like, different hoods.
Yeah, different shit like
know?
That. I mean, but, shit, know? I mean, that's always going to be part of the culture,
yeah,
I feel like.
It's always going
to
be.
But
like
I feel
that.
Like, shit, rap could be a good way to communicate. Like, bro, imagine you and Straight do a song, that should be fire, fool,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
That definitely got to happen. It's where, like, HP, Boyle Heights come together. Yeah. Fool, what are some other rappers that you listen to that are Latino going crazy with the rap shit?
Shit. Probably, like, I fuck with, what's his name? He's probably not from East LA, but, like, You heard of Peso Peso? Peso Peso. He just made that song, Andale.
From Texas. Texas. Your boy looks
he's
like
Mexican,
him.
Though.
Yeah.
Hey, he's pretty hard, though. You know, if I ever link with him, that'll be cool, too.
Hell yeah, from Texas.
Hell yeah.
He came with, what's his name? Yeah. He was at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, AFM Peso too. Is he Mexican? He's
no,
Mexican.
No, yeah, no.
I'm not
black.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think
but he's hard, though.
Is
I
he
think.
Like half? Like, half?
He's probably mixed. I'm not sure.
I think he's mixed.
Yeah, but that fool can rap like a motherfucker.
AFM Peso hard
like a motherfucker. A lot of people don't give him his flowers. That's crazy that you said that. A lot of people don't give him his flowers.
Yeah.
He go crazy. But there's too many pesos.
Yeah, there's too many pesos.
Finally, you're really kicking with one. You know what I mean? Free pesos, my guy. So what about any from, like, the city or California?
City, California?
Yeah, like... I meant the city and California. Don't be judging me, Laura. I meant the city or California.
I didn't even catch that.
Hey, but, you don't know the difference between a state or a city?
Nah, but shit, honestly, fuck, probably like G Perico.
Ooh.
G Perico. Fucking Bino. I want to work with Bino for sure.
That's the type of music?
Bino. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah.
For you fuck with Blast?
We be fucking, yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah? Oh, but hell Bino's
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, Bino, that's for sure. I know
you're in love, Bino, your favorite artist, boy.
Yeah.
Tied to me, be going crazy.
Hell yeah.
Keep it as long as you ever did it.
He be with the vibes for sure, though. You know, like, when we be bumping that foot, like, it's a whole vibe, like, in the hood type shit. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ever keep it up, you ever dedicate a bitch a Bino song?
Shit. Maybe, you know?
Hey, yeah. Baby, this was for you.
I probably did. You don't even know. Shit,
yeah, yeah. Hey, man, well, I appreciate you coming up here, bro. Like, yeah. You feel me? I try to look for a lot of interviews about you. It was hard, so I had to go based on music, and you almost killing me in the projects, boy. I'm telling you, that shit was grimy, Laura. I was in there like, damn, I'm okay. This is it. For, what's that street called?
Lancaster.
I was like, I'm doing that Lancaster, boy. Yeah. The car was parked. We were our number. They started coming out the woodworks, fool. Smokers were jumping off the roof. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm done for right here.
Yeah, that shit was pretty crazy, though. I mean, like.
That's a dope story.
I didn't really think anything serious was going to happen. I probably thought that it was going to be just a little squabble. I knew we were going to shake hands after, you know. Yeah. But no, honestly, the homies was just trying to, like, meet you type shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was crazy, too. I remember just being in my crib eating some fucking tacos type shit. Yeah. And I look out the window. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's Duno right there. And
then I
remember a couple of homies was like, oh, like Duno across the street. Like,
hey, like Duno in the hood, we gotta go tap in.
You trying to run up, like we gonna like see what's up with him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, come see. Yeah, which was crazy. I'm telling you, like, we literally pulled up and I was like, hey, fool, you sure we're okay? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right. Sat in that motherfucker. I was like, oh shit. But man, shout out all your homies that we met that day, because it was cool. They were trying to introduce themselves.
Yeah.
My homie was just being not good. I'm pretty sure it was just a misunderstanding. Man, but shout out Sander, fool. I truly believe in your music. I wish you put in Apple Music more so I could have some of the shit.
Oh yeah, I'm a for sure start releasing on Apple Music.
Yeah,
more,
this
though,
joke kid,
sure.
You feel me? I don't got SoundCloud. They took my account now for no reason. Yeah. But man, I appreciate you, bro. Keep doing your shit. I'm pretty sure you got a good team behind you. You got a great cameraman behind you.
Yeah,
he out here breaking records and all types of shit. You feel me? Pop your tune, you feel me? When you did that shit, he was in the hood there going stupid.
Hey, shout out Justin Time, though, for real.
Hell yeah, man. Hell what's it? Shit, bro, any music you got coming out, any projects you want to talk about or something?
Shit, we just shot a video today. I'm going to probably be dropping this one
probably next week or something.
Probably when you guys drop this interview.
This interview, okay, hell yeah.
Probably when you guys drop this interview. But
that's fire.
It's going to be called Fake Love. I'm going to put that shit on all platforms, so y'all tap in once it drop and shit.
Hell yeah, man. Any projects you got coming up?
I for sure want to do a little, like, album. Like, a little, like, probably, like 12 to 15 songs.
Okay.
Now, I dropped the EP before. It's called Cold Hearted Young.
Okay, but, man. Yeah. Go tap in with that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't forget your
my merch.
Yeah,
okay, fire. Hey, what's that song you did when you were in the stairways? And there's a car park.
There's a car park.
You're, like, in some grimy-ass stairways. It has a view of East Los, I think.
Which one? Oh. Was it in my city? I'm not even sure. I'm trying to remember.
You're wearing black, I think. And you have your homie, your car's parked, and you guys are in some stairs.
Too much. I think it was too much.
I think it's both. I think it's day and night, but I fuck with that song.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which one you're doing.
I probably got to go back and look at it.
Yeah, hi.
But man, look, keep doing your shit, bro. Tell them your IG, where they can follow you on YouTube, Instagram, all that shit.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at XanderLowk, XanderDaLowk. Shit, you can follow me on SoundCloud, same shit. Everything, Apple Music, all that. You guys can follow me, subscribe to my shit. Fuck with the movement. Fuck with my clothing brand too, Cold Hearted Young, and my cousin shit right here too, the Sickness Clothing.
Hell yeah.
We gonna for sure go viral. I'm gonna have some shit for you.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm gonna have a whole sweatsuit and all that.
Yeah, let's get it, man. I'm losing weight too, so you feel me? I can start rocking shit a little more. Look, man, make sure y'all tap in. Philly, go follow Sander the Log. Go show him some love. Go to the projects.
Appreciate y'all having me here.
Hell yeah, man. Don't go to the projects. Might get your ass whooped.
Hey, shout out to everybody, doing this shit for the Rasa, though, and everybody else too,
Hell yeah, my guy, man. I appreciate y'all. Let's go. Bye.